The new headquarters was born out of the notion that a separate organization was needed to oversee and coordinate all the Pentagon's network defenses, and that those responsibilities should be tightly connected with the Defense Information Systems Agency, which manages the lion's share of defense networks. Joint Force Headquarters, DOTIN, reached its initial operating capability in January of this year and is beginning to take over many of the day-to-day functions once performed by U.S. Cyber Command. Colonel Patricia Rinaldi is the Director for Strategy, Plans, and Exercises at the new headquarters.
We are going to be taking some of those things that Cyber Command has traditionally done over the last 5 years and allow them to be more strategic. So what does that mean? So that means some of the orders that they've been producing, some of the guidance that they've produced will turn to us, and we'll be the ones that will do that for Cyber Command. We will still rely heavily on Cyber Command's expertise for analysis and synchronization with the other lines of effort, because they cannot be done in a vacuum. We have to be prepared for any offensive actions or things that they're doing. What does that mean to us? How do we defend against the bad guys? How do we not get in their way to do other missions and other effects? Because you don't want to be the tripping stone for them to not be able to get to those objectives and effects Joint Force commanders are looking for.
Along with the new responsibilities also came new authorities. The DoD directive, which created the new Joint Force Headquarters, also created an organization which, for the first time, has the ability to order virtually any military service to take a given system offline if it's deemed a threat to DoD's overall ability to command and control its networks. While the new headquarters is mostly made up of former DISA employees and is commanded by the same military officer who serves as DISA's director, the new authorities for the task force could represent a major change in network management for any DoD systems or commercial systems connected to DoD's networks. Captain Jeff Buss is the director of the DISA Command Center, which oversees the agency's network operations around the world.
The ability to go, hey, you're infected, we need to shut you down. DISA proper would have had a very tough time telling a service, 8 months ago, hey, I'm going to shut you down. Whereas at this point, the JFHQ DOTIN has that power. So I think we've taken a step in the right direction.
Buss was speaking specifically about commercial cloud security, and it's still far from clear how and when the new Joint Force Headquarters would use that new power, which in DoD parlance is called Directive Authority for Cyber Operations. The joint staff and top DoD civilians agreed to establish the new authority because they were convinced that the department couldn't properly defend its networks unless a single organization had a comprehensive view of existing cyber threats and had the authority to order changes. But Rinaldi says the new organization has a lot of work to do before it decides how and when to employ that new DACO authority.
So before we stood up, we had conversations with the joint staff, and we said we need to be able to tell anybody who contributes to the DOTIN what to worry about, have unity of effort and unity of command. Not that we're trying to take over their networks, but in order to protect the entire DOTIN, we need to have a bigger authority than we've ever had before. And that's how DACO was born. Unfortunately, DACO is not very well defined. It's a paragraph in the order that stood us up back in November. And so we've talked to joint staff, and they know that we have to get that better defined, get out there, talk to the folks, let them know what we mean by this so that we can understand how we can mutually support one another.
And Rinaldi emphasized that the headquarters is in no hurry to exercise its new authority. For now, she says the organization is focused on figuring out how to perform several key functions, helping military departments conduct joint planning, gathering and distributing cyber intelligence, and making sure defense agencies and combatant commanders in different parts of the world are on the same page when it comes to cyber defense.
We're not going to try to take over everybody's network, but we do want to synchronize, share the information, make it easier, make it a one-stop shop, and we cannot do that without the folks that are in that Tier 3. So we have to have good communications between DISA, the DISA Command Center, their field offices, and also the cyber components, and the other agencies. Anybody that brings something to the DOTIN, it's going to be critical that we understand what those mission sets are and how they have linkages to each other and to outside of the DOTIN.
The Defense Department also sees the new headquarters as playing an integral role in the military's still unfolding joint information environment. For example, the new Joint Regional Security Stacks, now being deployed around the world, will be used by JFHQ DOTIN so that officials in its operations center can see what's happening on DoD networks, and the headquarters will specify many of the security threats to watch out for on a day-to-day basis. But the new headquarters will not try to take over operational responsibility for that project.
At Shore Force Headquarters Doden, I am not going to tell the JRSS people how to do JRSS. I will give them operational level requirements so they can understand these are the kinds of things I need JRSS to look at and help, but it'll be up to the DISA Command Center, the DISA program offices, and the service components to figure out how to do that. I will tell them what I think we think we need to do, but I'm not going to tell them how. That'll be up to them to determine, and I can't do that without them.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.